Hey, it's Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com and datingfire.com. If you're thinking of dating an older man, you probably want to know what to expect from it, don't you? There's a lot of things you do need to know in order to date older men. Both positive things and some challenges you should be aware of. I mean, you might have a lot of questions like, what's dating an older man like? Is it ethical to date older men? Is it okay to date someone 10 years older, 20 years older? How old is too old? If you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, you need to know how to handle the age difference no matter how big or small it is. And if you've seen Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas, you know that it can not only work, but look fantastic, as it does with Jay-Z and Beyonce or Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively and, well, many others. But first of all, reality check in here. Why him? Make sure you understand why you're choosing this guy in the first place. It's always important to ask yourself why the person you're attracted to is so attractive to you. What you might find is that there is a trigger being pulled, an emotional one. Very often, spontaneous romance happens because your weak spot, matches something about him. When it's an age difference of more than a few years, make sure that you're not projecting on him. Yes, there is the old cliche of the daddy's girl and all of the psychological issues that brings with it, but it's a cliche for a reason, right? Many women who get involved with older men are looking to connect with something they feel they're missing. As long as you understand why you made the choice, you can at least go in with your eyes wide open. Reality check in, are there others? When you date an older man, there's a very distinct possibility that he's been married before and maybe even has children with another woman. You're going to have to know for yourself whether or not you want to become an instant mom. And you have to be aware of all the complications of a relationship with another family. His first obligation will obviously be to his children, and he's going to have a relationship with his ex, so you got to be able to handle that too. And you have to understand your priority in that mix. Reality check in, there's also the money. Keep in mind that your financial pictures might also be distinctly different. One of the most likely places that you're going to argue is over money. And yes, money can also break up your relationship. Many women do marry for the benefits of extra financial security. So if you really do feel an emotional connection and love with him, there's nothing wrong with money as a side benefit. Just be aware that you may have to do some serious, well, discussing about your contribution. Possibly not matching his level of contribution. And even if he says that money's not an issue, he does have to approve of your spending and money habits. On the other hand, if you're the wealthy one, you need to watch out that his intentions are pure as well, right? You don't want to be catfished or, well, taken advantage of. Now, here are a few things you definitely need to know in order to date an older man. Tip number one, the cool part is you are always her. Have you ever seen a couple where he's the distinguished older guy and she is the younger woman on his arm? Let's be perfectly honest here. I'm sure you've said some pretty catty things about it, and let's be extra honest and admit you were probably a little bit jealous. Now, the cool part about dating an older man is that you're always going to look young for his age, and that does wonders for your vanity as well as your feelings about how you look. It's a great side benefit of being the younger woman. Live it up. Tip number two, beware making him feel like a fossil. To be sure, one of the things you don't want to do is make this guy feel older than he already is. Some women make the mistake of trying to make him look older so that she feels younger or seems younger. This won't go over very well for him. What he wants to feel is more virile, not like your grandpa. The best thing you can do is to point out all of his traits that make him seem established or wise, capable, virile, desirable. Hey, if he landed you, then he must be doing something right, right? Tip number three, give him time to work his magic. If he's older than 40, then chances are he's going to be pacing himself in the bedroom, so you're going to want to pace yourself as well. He's not going to rush to the finish line, and the more you can help him make it last, the better. Ultimately, this is probably one of the reasons you chose an older man in the first place, so, you know, use it to your benefit. Tip number four, don't widen the gap. One mistake that many women make when they date an older man is they tend to overwork the fact that they are younger, which means they may dress a bit inappropriately or even act inappropriately. You don't want to increase the distance between you and him even more by playing it too young. It's most likely that he's dating you because he wants you at whatever age you happen to be. Remember, it can also be embarrassing for an older man to date a younger woman who doesn't act her age. He still needs you to demonstrate your maturity above all else. Never forget that. Tip number five, treat the differences with respect. Now, here's a perfect example of this tip in action. Let's say you're talking about your favorite comedy television shows from when you were a kid. You might want to refer to shows that he can relate to first. For example, if he's a 1970s kid, he probably watched The Brady Bunch. And I'm sure you've probably seen that no matter what age you are. If you want to connect with him better, just bring up that show. And then later on, you can talk about your 1980s shows like Saved by the Bell or 70s, whatever, right? Tip number 6, it's not the gap, it's the bridge. Some women worry about how old is too old. The truth is, you really, it doesn't matter. As long as you both can get along and can relate to each other on a deeper level. As I like to say, it's not the size of the canyon, it's the strength of the bridge. As long as you remember that the connection is still the most important thing that he's looking for, you'll do fine. Tip number 7, let him be your white knight. An older man is going to be much more concerned about chivalry and playing the masculine role. It's something he will age into. It's a natural process for guys who get a little older. So you have to be willing to let him do more things for you. Let him open the door. Let him pull out your chair. Let him do those things that make him feel like he's the man. It's a great side benefit and one that you should indulge in. Tip number 8, mind the gap. Of course, an age difference is much more pronounced when you're in your 20s than when you're in your 30s, right? Since I typically advise women who are at least in their late 30s and up, of course, I'm actually talking about the age where the difference isn't that much of a difference. So let's face it, if you're in your 20s and dating a man in his 40s, most people are going to scream daddy issues, even if that's your taste in men. The fact is that you only have 20-ish years of life experience at that age, and he has about twice as much as you. And those are big differences when you're at that age. But when you're older, he can be older too, and it really doesn't make that much of a difference. As long as they say, you're both young at heart. In terms of life experience, you're probably both fairly equal. And let's be perfectly honest, there's a reason for it being more acceptable when the woman is younger than the man, which I'll explain in the next tip. Tip number 9, it's more acceptable if it's him. One of the most common double standards is the older man, younger woman. It also happens to be one of the more acceptable combinations for most people. The reason is because an older man implies more resources, more wisdom, more willingness to commit. He's sown his wild oats. He doesn't need to be a wild playboy anymore. This has almost always been true in the past. The age difference between the man and the woman was usually necessary so that both were at the same maturity level. Studies have shown that the average difference in ages when you're in your 20s is about 2 to 3 years. When you're in your 40s, that age difference is usually around 7 years or more. So it does have its roots in science. Again, older men equals more ability to provide for his wife. Tip number 10, accept your relationship and him. Don't let other people's prejudices affect your acceptance of him or the relationship. Once you've made a decision to have a relationship with an age difference, you must accept all that comes with it. If you know that you have a solid connection with him and your relationship is good, don't let other people's opinions or prejudices impact your feelings. In our age of the internet and social media culture, it's common to see shaming and other bullying tactics online used as a way for other people to make themselves feel important. Make a personal declaration to declare your relationship bulletproof from the opinions of others. It's probably the single best thing you can do to weather the storms. Tip number 11, he knows. One of the top reasons you would want to date an older man is because of his being more clear about what he wants in a relationship. Let's be real here. Younger guys just want to have fun for as long as it lasts. Older guys, they're typically ready for a little bit more. They've outgrown that behavior. Chances are he knows exactly what he wants in a relationship with you, and that will feel like a fresh breath of air. He's probably ready to communicate more and pay more attention to your needs, mostly because he doesn't need to attend to his own needs quite as much. And on the other hand, if you meet a guy who's still stuck in his younger party wild years, you know you have to avoid that relationship right away. Tip number 12, and if he doesn't know, something else that can help you is noticing how much he actually does know about what he wants. If this older guy is still a bit clueless about your relationship and his needs as well as yours, well, you should be quicker to cut him loose. Chances are he's not getting any better the longer you keep him. As you date older men, you should notice more immediately if he has matured well, like a fine wine, or he's turned into vinegar. Being able to spot his maturity level will make it much easier for you to see if he's the one for you. Tip number 13, set your sights on similar experience. In reality, the best compatibility between two people is when they share similar experiences of life. Sometimes this is in childhood, sometimes it's having a common ethnic background, sometimes it's having similar political beliefs. But ultimately, the glue that holds you together will be the experiences you share. Which means if he's retired and doing his own thing, and you're still in the workforce, you could have some challenges ahead because of that. If you grew up in a particular religious structure that you hold to even now, and he doesn't, it will create a divide between you. You will need some common experience as the threads of the relationship connection you share. And connected to this is tip number 14, having a similar horizon. This just means that you both share a common direction in life, the same goals, hopes, and dreams. You have to have similar visions of what you want your future to be together. I mean, you might not be planning your wedding quite yet, but you should have an eye out for things that will get in the way of a longer relationship. And you have to start looking at this right at the very start. It might seem a little bit unromantic, but if you really do want a long-term relationship, you've got to be looking at the big picture. And if it doesn't match up with your goals, then you have to be willing to end it to move on and find the right one. And this might be tricky. If you're in your 30s and he's in his late 40s and the topic of children comes up, well, the truth is you do have a clock and he doesn't. So be sure you know what you want from him in the relationship before you find yourself committed too far. Tip number 15, watch out for the P word. There's an even trickier part to relationships with an older guy that comes, you know, that comes up more as a conflict later in life, and that is politics. Yeah, that word. The fact is that a man in his 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, he's going to have a fairly political, his stance is going to be set, if he has one at all. You have to acknowledge that you may be dealing with a guy who might believe you can't teach an old dog new tricks, okay? Watch out for your need to change him to match your idea of the relationship also. A man in his 20s might be a little more flexible, but ultimately there isn't any man that wants to be changed by the woman in his life. We want to be supported and accepted for who we are more than anything else, the same way you would want from him, right? And I'm gonna save a few of these tips for the article. If you wanna go see that, you can go on over to datingfire.com. It'll lead you right to my blog, and just check out the article there. You can get the extra tips. But I'm gonna speed forward to the last tip. Ultimately, it's not about the number. In the end, what it comes down to is a pure and abiding love for each other and who you are. The number attached to that really doesn't make a difference. It really is just a number. When two people can find common ground and love regardless of that number, then it becomes about the relationship, not the mathematics of dating an older man. In reality, a good relationship probably won't even make you aware of the age difference. It might only come up in defending it to your mom or other people who don't understand. Keep your focus on the fact that you two are simply human beings. If the age difference doesn't come up in your mind or his frequently, then just experience your relationship. Forget about the numbers when the rest takes care of itself. Oh, well, there is one more thing I want you to think about. Do you know how to build that bridge? Earlier, I mentioned that you need to be able to build a bridge of connection across whatever age gap you might have. Now, the reality is that most women don't know how to do this right. They don't even know how to make a real connection with a man. Many women assume that they have good communication ability from their friendships they have with other women. But the reality is that connecting to a man is a very, very different kind of communication. Do you know how to forge a bond with a man so that he will be loyal to you and your relationship? Do you know how to open his heart so that he lets you in? You know what signals he wants to see from you in order to fall in love with you? Here's a secret. Most women do not know how to do those things. Most women think they know how to connect with men, at least for the first few dates, but what they don't realize is that he's looking for a secret signal to move forward with you, and it usually happens around that 3 to 4 date mark. Somewhere after the initial shine of the relationship starts to wear a little bit, he's looking for something very specific from you, and if he doesn't see it, he will lose interest, and he may even ghost you. Do you want to know what that is? Go discover what the signals are that he's looking for. Go on over to datingfire.com/signals. That's datingfire.com/signals. Go read my article about how you need to be able to read these signals to make him fall for you. It's really essential that you learn this stuff because if you're winging it, you're going to be failing it. It's going to happen a lot. I get countless emails from women who, for whatever reason, can't seem to keep it going past that 5 or 6 date mark, or even after the first month or two, it just falls apart for them. And I call this the fear zone, because you're always afraid that he's going to be walking out or leaving at some point. And it leaves you very anxious, quite honestly, until you know how to handle it. You got to have these skills in order to make it last and really make it work. Go find out how to read his signals going over to datingfire.com/signals. And hey, while you're at it, sign up for my newsletter and get all this cool stuff every week, plus a whole bunch more. I'll give you a free ebook. I'll give you free videos. It's really awesome. Go do it. Go on over to datingfire.com/signals. And hey, I hope you join me again next week as we cover the next topic to help you unlock his heart. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingfire.com. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.